the Shulchan Aruch says that this time, because of the chashash sakana and doing dangerous things, therefore it says pasuk alof in Shulchan Aruch, the Rebbe shouldn't hit the Talmidim during this time because of the chashash sakana. So Rav Kook asked an obvious kasha, it's perhaps a bit anachronistic for us, but you have to, back in the day, I mean, the only way to get Talmidim to learn is to hit them, otherwise they're not going to learn, right? How's there going to be discipline if you don't hit the Talmidim? So Rav Kook says, so what's pshat? It's Bithel Torah, right? For 3 weeks a year, how are you going to get the Talmidim to learn if you don't hit the Talmidim? So Rav Kook says, no, there's something deeper to this halacha, the machaber. So what do you mean hit them to learn? It means that you identify the bad things they do, and you beat them for the bad things they do, and then you try to make them better. Says that's what the Rebbeim used to do all year long. You could do that without a stick also. He says, what if the halacha? You can't beat the Talmidim. Oh, you have to get them to learn. That's your job. So what do you have to do? If you can't beat them for the bad things they do, then the only way to get them to learn is to find the good things they do and compliment them and encourage them to continue along the lines of the good things they do. Rav Kook says that's the yisod of this halacha, that we try to train the Rebbe, even if just once a year, say, take a little break from looking for the bad, beating out the bad, and try to look for the good and encourage the good, and maybe then I'll have hashpa on... maybe that have hashpa on all year long. Interestingly, the beginning of 9 days is the first yahrzeit recorded in any sefer. Not the first yahrzeit that happened, but the first one that was written as a record. Today is the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen. What was the derech of Aaron HaKohen? We know Hillel says, Talmid Shalom, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Ohev Zabrius, Makarvan, La Torah. So the Alvis Rabbi Nassim says, how was he Ohev Zabrius, Makarvan, La Torah? Says what Aaron HaKohen would do is, you and I would do maybe what Moshe would have done, because Moshe was a different derech, he could do Zahar. See someone doing something wrong, you go over and yell at them, say, he's got to stop doing that. What would Aaron HaKohen do if he saw someone doing an Avera? He would go over and become the guy's best buddy, put his arm around his shoulder, and not say anything about the Avera. And after a couple of days, the guy would say, Taka, I used to be a bum. Now I'm a chaver of Aaron HaKohen, I'm a friend of Aaron HaKohen. And after a few days, the guy would say, you know what? Pasnish, now that I'm a Makurav of Aaron HaKohen, for me to keep doing this Avera, and he goes, I'll stop doing the Avera, because he was machshing himself so much that he saw that he was above that Avera. And that's how Aaron, Moshe was the Dayan, okay, a Dayan has to punish people doing Averas. There's such thing as Din. Midas HaDin is not just a bad thing in Kabbalah. Midas HaDin is a required thing halachically in the context of a Beit Mishpat of a Bez Din. But Aaron HaKohen's approach is Ohev Zabrius Makarvan LaTorah. He knew that Ohev Zabrius doesn't mean you love someone for doing something wrong and you have no standards and you love Rishos. No, Ohev Zabrius means you see that everyone really has tzidkus inside them, and you love the tzidkus inside them, and you're mashed of their tzidkus so much, that mela, they grow out of the rishus because they realize they're too chasher for this rishus, and ultimately that's the biggest reason everyone shouldn't do aviras. Because they realize they're too big for those aviras. And that, Aaron HaKohen, it's very appropriate that Aaron HaKohen's yortzei is the beginning of the 9 days, because we know that the base of it was a schari, because our people only saw the negative in each other, and how people fought because of what they disagreed with each other, and how people couldn't get along and be mash of each other, then Aaron HaKohen's yahrzeit. Of course, when Aaron HaKohen dies, when this Mida dies, when Aaron HaKohen died and this Mida left the world, that's the beginning of all the tragedies of Av, is Aaron HaKohen's Mida leaving the world. But, what Rav Kook tells us, before Shalach and the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't mean it's a permanent thing. Hillel says, how can you tell me that's an Aaron? So Aaron HaKohen died, and obviously that caused a certain rift deal, which had its repercussions throughout history. But the tafkid of those who, of those who live after to be mital midav shel Aaron, and if we're trying to take this midav Aaron HaKohen and encourage the positive and be machshiv people and try to connect the people on the basis of what we have in common instead of fighting on the basis of what we don't have in common, and not hit the talmidim, for at least practice once a year not hitting the talmidim, quote unquote, then we can undo the damage of the Chorban and be zochah the bini beis hamikdash. Amen.
Amen.